Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And now your calls on what Mariano Rivera meant to you or to New York. Mo fans, call us up. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692, as we listen to his Enter Sandman theme by Metallica, to which he came into the game almost always in the ninth inning, so many times since 1995. What did Mariano Rivera mean to you, or to New York, or to the game of baseball? Open phones on Mariano, open phones on Mo at 212-433-WNYC. Just for a few minutes, so call right up, you'll get right on. 212-433-9692. And I just want to acknowledge one of the most moving moments I've ever seen in sports on television last night as your calls are coming in to say goodbye to Mo. Mariano Rivera breaking down in tears, hugging Andy Pettit, hugging Derek Jeter as he was coming out of the game for the last time at Yankee Stadium after his amazing career. He actually buried his head in Pettit's shoulder not to show the fans that he was really crying. And in a world where everything is scripted and everything is so macho in sports, this was genuine, it was tender, and everyone was classy. And that word just comes up over and over again with respect to Mariano on and off the field. So you can pay your tribute at 212-433-WNYC. You know, if you didn't see it, the Yankees manager, Joe Girardi, had the great idea to not let Mariano finish the ninth inning, as he always does, but to pull him with two outs to let the crowd say goodbye as he walked off. And instead of Girardi coming out himself to make the move, sending Rivera's longtime teammates Jeter and Pettit out to do it. And even the Yes Network was classy. The announcing team, led by Michael Kay, just let the scene play out for an extended time with no announcing, no commentary, just letting the viewers see it and hear the natural sound. No words were needed, and they showed a classy restraint rare enough in sports play-by-play broadcasting. And Mariano Rivera, originally from Panama, for those of you who are not baseball fans or like, why do people care about this guy? You know, the world is burning. He came to New York in 1995. He showed this brash town for all these years that you can be the best ever at something, do it in New York, and still be the essence of humility and respect. So, Mariano fans, do you have the words? What did he mean to you or to New York or to the game of baseball or to the world? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And Dave in Levittown, you're on WNYC. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for having me on.
What do you want to say?
I'm a Midwesterner, and I really can't bring myself to like the Yankees. In fact, I've hated the Yankees for most of my life. But over the last few years, I've really come to love and respect Mo. And I thought that the way he has handled not only this year, but the last few days and last night in particular, really meant a lot to the game of baseball and shined a light on the best parts of the game. And also, he's the best there ever was at his position, undeniably. And in other cases, those guys don't always turn out to be the best guys. If you look at the Tiger Woods or the Michael Jordans of the world, they tend to let you down, and Mo just refuses to let us down, and that means a lot.
Dave, thanks. And Dave echoes this tweet that we got as we put the question out on Twitter today. You can still tweet us at Brian Lehrer, as we're inviting people to give us 140 characters on what Mariano meant to you in New York. And one of the ones we got says, Mariano is the only Yankee this diehard Mets fan stood up and applauded for. He made it easy to do that. Paul in White Plains, you're on WNYC. Hi, Paul.
Good morning. I'm a Brooklyn Dodger fan, but yet, when you look at those three guys who were on the mound last night, they were all gentlemen. And that's something that seems to be lost in the sport with the people who wear T-shirts that say, you know, leave me alone and the like. But these three guys, that's a great example for the kids of the world. No wonder how we'll be telling our grandchildren about this. I think certainly the greatest relief pitcher ever. And it's great to see it up close, but I think it's even going to be greater over time.
Paul, nicely said. Thank you. Mel in Westport, you're on WNYC. Hi, Mel.
Good morning, Brian. I was at the game last night. I called my sons who live in Manhattan. They're 25 and 30, and I said, guys, we can't miss this. And we sat through many innings of boredom just waiting for this to happen. As a lifelong Yankee fan since I was a little boy, and I remember crying when Mickey Mantle retired, what I experienced last night and more recently with Mo is it's surreal. He transcends individuality. I mean, he's excellence beyond belief, but what Mo represents to me is a state of being without ego. And by the way, I'm a psychotherapist. He has no ego. I've seen him give up a monster home run and lose a game, and he stood there on the mound and he looked and he said, wow. He was in awe of what happened rather than being disgusted with his own performance. I think what we relate to around him, besides his excellence, is his transcendent quality. It's not about him, and that is a rarity in the world today.
That's really nicely put, and it relates to another of the tweets we got from Doug SFC 97, who wrote, Mariano is the rare public figure whose grace, confidence, and strength is most apparent after he fails. You like that,
yes.
Right?
That's exactly what I'm referring to.
Mel, thank you so much. Karen in Summit, you're on WNYC. Hi, Karen.
Hi, how are you?
Good. You were there, huh?
We were there. We specifically bought the tickets so we would see Mariano's final close. It was tremendous. I had my boys, my husband, my nephew. We were there. One out, two out. The crowd is roaring, cheering. Pictures. I don't know if it was known beforehand that Girardi was going to pull him, but I hate to put some negative spin on this. What a disappointment not to see that last out.
Ah.
We went to see Mariano close. And we got two of the three outs.
Well, you got four outs because you got the last two outs in the eighth inning, right?
Totally. From the jump, everyone was calling for Mariano. It was wonderful. And I don't mean to put a negative spin on it, but quite frankly, there was a tinge of disappointment when they pulled him.
Rather than the goosebumps that everybody felt at the surprise. You were in the minority there on that one, right?
No, it was the feeling was mounting, and then it was just the rug was pulled right from under us.
Thank you for your call. And Charlie in White Plains, you're on WNYC. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for taking my call.
You have a story about meeting Mo?
Yeah. So 2006, I was facing reconstructive knee surgery, and I live in White Plains. And the first morning I went in for pre-op physical therapy, they said, we hope you don't mind, but there's going to be a guy working out with you for a couple of weeks. And I walked into a room, and there was a guy with his back to me, and I thought, wow, from the back, he looks a lot like Mariano Rivera. And when he turned around, he looked even more like Mariano Rivera. And I got to know him, and he was just such a human being. And over the years, he's worked out at the gym in White Plains. He's gotten to know my 83-year-old mother. And he walks around, he talks to people. And, you know, he's the greatest closer that's ever lived, but he's just this very genuine, warm human being that just happens to have this incredible pitch.
That's such a sweet story. And I have to say, I've never seen as much love for an athlete as I saw last night or this whole season, since he did kind of a farewell tour all year, announcing his retirement at the beginning of the season, as I've seen for Mariano Rivera. And we're going to give Lee in the Bronx the last word, because Lee is going to end how I was going to end, but I'm going to let you do it because you're going to talk about his off-the-field life, right?
We know him mostly through his off-the-field life. Mariano is a minister of God's word, and everything he does is out of love. So what he does on the field is with love. What he does off the field is for love.
And he's a minister. He works on housing construction in his home country of Panama. Do you want to say anything else about it?
He does that, funds a lot of money there, encourages people to just love people as God loves us, and is very concerned about folks, their physical condition, their social condition, but their hearts. It's what he does is is consistent on and off the field because he loves God and he loves people.
Lee, thank you very much. Thanks to all of you for your calls. You can keep tweeting your 140 character tributes to Mo at Brian Lehrer. Baseball in New York will miss Mariano Rivera, and I'm so glad I got to see and hear that very special moment last night. And still to come on the Brian Lehrer Show, historian Gary Bass on Nixon and Kissinger's role in a forgotten genocide involving Pakistan and Bangladesh and why it's relevant today. And you love that, Mo? Do you also love Mo Rocca? Wait, he'll be here today to talk about cooking with grandmothers. Stay tuned.